This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. The job numbers are out. The unemployment rate has dropped to 7.7% from 7.9%. That's 146,000 new private sector jobs. 146,000 small steps, you might say, for the slow recovering U.S. economy. And as we think about these job numbers without having to relate them to the fortunes of political candidates, and frankly, that's a relief to be out of the presidential politics bubble here. We want to focus on some straightforward, recession-tested job creation strategies and hiring approaches that might give some hope to job seekers out there staring at the raw employment numbers or simply trying to ignore all the national data and improve the unemployment rate in their own families. Sharon Wirtz-Moser is founder and CEO of FCI Federal, a clerical staffing agency that helps match workers with federal offices around the country. Sharon specializes in matching so-called back-office jobs with workers who don't have college degrees. In her experience, the no-degree worker has a special credential. Willing to work hard, high motivation, Sharon has created over 1,400 jobs at her company, all workers with a high school degree or equivalent. Moser is featured in this month's issue of Inc. magazine as a hiring force in the American job market. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me today, John.
What's so interesting to me is it seems that you have adopted a strategy on taking a new look at the notion of credentialing for government employees. And it seems to me that if you're a little more flexible about what constitutes acceptable experience and credentials, you end up with a better workforce. What's your strategy here?
Well, what we do is we first look at the workforce that is out there, and we have a lot of folks who have high school diplomas or GED equivalents, and they are really undervalued, I think, by today's employers. And what we do is we hire those folks. We give them some competency tests. We make sure that they have a can-do attitude. Can you file? Can you type? What are your typing skills? And what kind of attention do you pay to detail? So we give them tests in those areas. And then based on their scores, those are the folks that we hire. They have to pass a background test. We have to make sure that, you know, they've got good credit and they haven't been convicted of anything. And we bring them in and we train them.
Is the success you're finding partly a kind of, you know, recovery from students who were underserved or not well served by the schools that they attended, the high schools that they attended? Or are you finding that college is not necessarily the pathway that we're told that it is?
For my line of work and for the business that we're in, it's not that the high schools are underserving them as far as we see. It is that college is not necessary to do the kind of work that we do. We find that when we do hire college graduates to do a lot of this administrative back office, production processing work, they don't stay with us long. We find that the high school graduates find this work rewarding. They take great pride in supporting the mission of our customers and the constituents that they serve, and that they embrace what we bring in terms of the kind of support and training and coaching that we give to them.
Give me a success story of someone whose lack of a college credential might have really borne directly on their sense of self-esteem that you really turned around and demonstrated to an employer, this is a high-quality worker.
An interesting story is there's a gal that works for us in Georgia, in a little town called Brunswick, Georgia. Her name is Alicia Aldridge, and she came to work for us about 13 years ago, and she was a clerk. She was a new parent, very young, just graduated from high school maybe 2 years before, and she was doing data entry and mail processing for us on a contract down there. And I saw something in her. She had that glimmer in her eye, and she was an overachiever, and we put her on a course to become a manager. Today, she manages three contracts for us. She still lives in Georgia. She has three children. So the fact that she does not have a college degree has not affected her ability to succeed, and she's one of our more valuable assets in the company. And we have countless others that have the same story. One of our vice presidents does not have a college degree, and she is our operations excellence executive. She goes from site to site, and she looks for areas and ways to improve the work flow and the work environment and the outputs that we deliver to our customers.
If some lawmaker says, you know, we don't need these FCI federal subcontractors doing this work, we should be handling it ourselves, let's pare down these subcontracts, what would they lose in terms of efficiency if the budget cutters decide to go after you and companies like you?
They would lose a lot. And I'll give you an example. We went into an office in Chicago, and the workers there were in what I call a staff augmentation model, where they were achieving about 90% of what we felt the proper production capabilities were to support that office. As a result, that office had a backlog. We took that office over on April 9th of this past year. Today, that office is running at 160%. Which means that we have increased the production rate and the efficiency of that office by 80% in 6 months.
And no degree required.
And no degree required. Don't you love it?
Sharon Wirtz-Moser is CEO and founder of FCI Federal, exploring the productivity of workers who have no college degree in public sector back office employee settings around the United States. Thanks so much, Sharon.
Thank you for having me, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.